harvest.
It's hay season, and there are a few factors that farmers and ranchers should take into consideration. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has the story.
It's been a struggle for farmers and ranchers to put up quality hay this summer as the wet conditions persist. Based in the Brookings, South Dakota area, Winfield United alfalfa and forage specialist Jeff Jackson says small adjustments can be made to improve forage quality. One is to lay windrows as wide as possible.
There are a lot of people that say, well, I can't drive on it. That's no good. Well, technically, it's better to drive on the windrow and then to leave it in a narrow haystack between the wheels, if you will, because you don't get as much exposure to sunlight. To me, it's cut early in the day to lose as much moisture as you can with the sun shining to get it to dry as fast as you can. Cut maybe a little taller, 3 inches, to give that alfalfa a little bed of stems to ride on so it's not directly laying on the wet dirt.
With the tight window to put up hay, Jackson says having a plan B is a good idea. A bale wrapper for baleage or chopping for silage are both options. An additional concern with this year's hay crop is the high level of potato leaf hoppers in alfalfa.
They've been quite severe and above threshold for quite some time. And truly, if you're walking through an alfalfa field and you can catch them in your ball cap or you see them clinging to your pants, you make some application arrangements at that point. Things you need to be aware of on that side, too, would be pre-harvest interval for insecticides because some of those can catch a guy off guard. But we do have some very low pre-harvest interval products that can be used and they're all very effective for potato leaf hoppers. We really don't see any challenges with killing those. So anything you use is beneficial.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.
Nation.